Masechet Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis, is learned Leilu Nishmas Arelke Baser Reb Shneur Zalman Menachem Mendel, passed away on Achron Shel Pesach. I love him. Tovshin Ayin. The Mishnayos is learned Leilu Nishmas to benefit her soul. B'Terek Shnas Avelus, Tei Nishmas Tzrura B'Tzrei Rachaim. Mishnah Aleph, Haboine, one who builds on Shabbos. Kama Yivne V'Yeichayiv, how much does he need to build so that he will be liable for a Korban Chatas? Haboine Kolshu, if he builds any amount, he is already liable. V'Amisatis, and one who chisels down a stone so to make it square, so that it should be or should be smooth. V'Amake V'Patish, or one who bangs on the stone with a sledgehammer or a big hammer so that this moved the rock from the mountain that you are banging it out from, and now the stone can be moved. So that bang sort of made this job of the stone complete, because now you can move it, then you would be chayiv. Likewise, by all kinds of works, if you do an item which accomplishes and finishes the job, then you would be chayiv. Ube matzot, but what happens if he bangs around it with a wooden small hack, kind of the stone, or hakideach, or he drills a hole, kolshu, any amount, is chayiv, you'd be chayiv. Zaklal, this is the rule. Koloisu melacha b'Shabbos, one who does work on Shabbos, chayiv, he's liable. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Amir Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, avamake bekurnus al asadn, even if one bangs with a hammer on the sadn, that's the ironsmith bangs on that, the iron is banged on that. So b'shas melacha, at the time that he's working the metal, chayiv, he would be liable, because that's fixing the job, because this is the custom from those who work with the metal, that you bang it several times on the metals, and one bang you give on the sadin to sort of straighten out the hammer itself. Says the Bartanura, Haboina, Sha'om Rubavas Malachas, that we said, the Boina, the building. We said before in the Periklal Godel that they're one of the main categories of the Malachas. Kamo Yivne Ve'Chayiv, how much does he have to build so that he should be obligated? So the answer is, the Mishnah says, Kol Shu. Kol Shu means any amount. Says the Bartanura, any amount. What happens on Mesatis? Mesatis means that he is merabe esoeven, he squares out the stones, or he machlik, or he smooths it out. Or mesakna, he fixes it. Hakodavia minagamokim, everything according to the custom of the place. The tulda, the makib bepatish, that's a derivative of makib bepatish, as we're going to see. What is makib bepatish? He gemar melocha, that's the completion of the job, shel choytzve even, from those who carve out stones. After he carved out a stone from the mountain, saviv, around and around, vihivdila, and he separated it, he gives it a big bang with the hammer, vihi misparekes, when they fell, and that separates itself and it falls down. V'chol agoyman malocha b'Shabbos, or anybody who completes a job on Shabbos, Tulda the Makab Patishi, that is a derivative of a Makab Patishi. Matzot, that's a kupitz cotton, that's a smaller kind of a hammer. Vakideach, kideach means anoikiv, he makes a hole. So kol shuhu, that is akulu koi, this applies to all the previous amisatis, the one who squares out, the Makab Patishi, the one that bangs with the hammer, ube matzot, and with the smaller hammer, vakideh, and the one who bores. And the rule is that kol ha'isa melacha melachta miskayemes, and the job would be in existence, explains the Bartanura, shein tzorich lo'isa melacha, that you don't have to do any, to add on it, that is done, that would be makabapatish. that Shimon Gamaliel says even one who makeh b'kurnus, kurnus is martel. That's the hammer. It's kind of a hammer on the sand. What is the sand on? On krizabalas. So if it does b'shas malacha, it's chayim sand sakam malacha. What does it mean? Neshu makim sakam malacha, because he fixes the job. Aval pishei namakal la malacha. So even though that bang, that you bang the kurnus on the sadden, is not for the job. Ela ala sadden. So he's actually banging it on the sadden. The sadden is not part of the job, but actually the bang on the sadden helps straighten out the hammer. But that's called misakinu, because that's still called fixing. Shekain, because so is mirada de tase mishkan. Those who would do the plates in the Mishkan, and they were meradidi, they were smoothing out the strips of the plates of the Mishkan, they would do so. Makina latas sholosh hakoyes, they would bang three bangs on the tas, on the plate. And one on the sadden lahachlika kurnus, to smooth out the kurnus, shele yivaka hatas, so that the tas, the plate should not split, shudach, which is thin. So even though that's not for the malach itself, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you would be chayiv also for that. But vein halacha ke Rav Shimon Gamliel, the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Mishnah base. Hachoyrish kol shuhu, one who plows any amount is liable. Hamanachesh, one who prunes, he rips out the bad grass from the grain, any amount, again, you'd be chayiv. Kroisim, one who chops off the dried out twigs from the tree, any amount, again, you're chayiv. Hamezarid kol shuhu, one who bangs out the soft twigs from a tree, so that it should become more space over there, so it'll grow better. So again, any amount you'd be chayiv, you'd be liable. Hamalakit eitzim, one who gathers wood, those that grow on a tree or on the ground. In lesakin, if he means intention is to make the tree better, to grow better, or the ground better, kolshu, even if he just gathers any amount, you'll be chayiv. Im lahesik, but if he's gathering the wood in order to burn the wood, to use as fuel, so then the amount is kedei levashel beitzei kalu. So he should have enough wood just so that he can cook a light egg, which is the egg of a chicken, as we learned before already. And that is the size, and a size of a fig, then you'd be chayv. Hamalakeit asabim, one who collects grass, im lesakin, if he is intending to make the field better, kolshu, then any amount you would gather, you would be liable for a chatos. Im la behema, but if you're collecting the grass because you want to feed it to the animal, is kimole piagadi, then you need to collect so much grass so that the goat can put it in one shot in his mouth, and then you would be liable. Says the Bartanura, hamenachesh means toilish asabim royim mitoich toivim, that is, he's detaching, he's taking out the bad grass from the good one, he's pruning. Pa pirish achar, another interpretation of Menachesh is choifer, that he digs soviv ikrat smochim around the roots of the plants. The melocha mein charisha, that's a work which is similar to plowing, which makes the ground better fit for the growth of the plants. Mekarsim is koitzet anovim yiveshim, that's cutting off dry twigs, min from the tree, lesakne, to make the tree grow better. Mezarid, that's zerodim lachim chadoshim, those are new twigs of the shonazu of this year. Upamim sheim merubim, sometimes there are many, is gardening when they grow, and they weaken the power of the tree, and you cut them down from there. So if it is to fix on the tree or the ground, and he detached it, he cut it off from the attachment to the ground, then you would be any amount chayiv. But if you're using it to cook, it's beitza kala, to cook a beitza kala, the size of a kegregris, the size of a fig, mi beitzas tanegolos, from the egg of a chicken, she kala lizbashel, but quickly, it cooks quickly, yosef b'shar beitzim, more than other eggs. So as long as you have so much wood that these that the egg or size of a gregris of a chicken can cook, then you would be liable. Mishnah Gimel, hakoysef shtei oisius, one who writes two letters, bein biyimina, whether it's with your right hand, bein bismayla, whether it's with your left hand, bein mishem echad, whether the two letters are from the same name, that are, let's say, maybe that's two olives, mishem echad means two olives, bein mishnei shemis, or two letters, which is olive and a base, bein mibayz samimonius, whether you wrote it with two different colors, that let's say one letter was you wrote with a black ink and one you wrote with a red ink, chaloshin, or in any kind of language that the letters are written, chayiv, then you would still be liable. Rabbi Yosi says, Rabbi Yosi, loy chivush to Yosi, they did not, obligation of two letters that come about, elam shumreshin, only because two letters are a sign for something. Because this is the way they would put a sign on the boards of the Mishkan. They should know which board is appear. So it should always remain the same boards next to the other ones. And therefore, even if you don't write any letters, you just make two signs to sign for something, that it will tell you about something, so then you would also be liable. Amar Rebbe says, Rebbe, Matzinu Shem Kotn Shem Godl. We find a small name from a large name. In other words, that if he was to write the word Shimon or Shmuel, and he wrote only the first two letters Shem, Mishimon or Mishmuel, from the word Shimon or from the word Shmuel, he wrote the word Shem, he hadn't finished the word Shimon or Shmuel, or he wanted to write, let's say, Nocher, and he ended up writing Noach. Noach min Nocher, the word Noach min Nocher, and he didn't finish Nocher. Or he wanted to write Daniel, and he only wrote the letters Don mi Daniel, from the word Daniel. He didn't finish the word Daniel. Or he wanted to write Godiel, and he only write the words God mi Godiel, the word Godiel, without finishing the word Godiel. So since shame, and Noach and God are also names in himself, he would be liable. As the Bartanura, Bein b'yimina bein b'smali, whether with the right or left hand. So the Bartanura, we're talking about the Odom, about a person, Shehu Shoylet b'shtei Yodov, that he is in control of both hands, and that he uses both hands. The Ilu b'shar kol Odom, but another person only uses one hand, Ksiva smoil, and a Ksiva writing with the left is not considered writing, he would not be liable for that. Bein mishem echad, whether from one name, meaning shteim alfim, they're both the alephs. Mishnei shemes means aleph base, two letters. Mishnei samonius, or if you use two different kinds of ink, echad bidyoy, those are different kinds, types of ink, also not only different colors, but different samonius, which is echad bidyoy. One would be with ink, echad bisikra, another form. V'izdik svarad agarsi mishnei simonius. Not simonim, but simonim. That kolomer, that would mean mishnei simonim, like from two sides. Kigoyin shekoyisin echad l'simon echad, or based l'simon shen, based l'simon shnayim. Like you write one at letter aleph, which is one, and base is a sign for two, because base, the letter base is interpreted as two. So or b'chol loshin, or in any language. Uksav shel kol umma v'umma, whether the language and also the handwriting, the writing language of every nation. And then he adds, Rabbi Yosi adds, b'shumreish simon. That's only a sign. Shoyoisim b'karsha mishkan, they would make the beams of the mishkan b'nei mafarkin oisom, because they take them apart. Ulekshi yikemu, and when they set it up, lo yachlifu seider akarosh, they shouldn't mix up, exchange the order of the beams. Also, Rabbi Yosi the Meimer, Yosi came to say that afilu leikosav, even if he didn't write elashadosha, but just that he scribbled, he made a mark. He just makes a mark. Shnei Rishim is two marks. Galma alone, without writing a letter, the simon for a sign, chayv would be chayv. But vein alochik and abyesi, alochik is not like abyesi, but you actually have to write a letter. Then we say, matzimu shem kotten, kolaymer, to say, afal pi shalei nigmar malach tishinis, even though his job has not been completed, shenichskaven lichtiv teva gedoyla. He intended, he wanted to write a whole word. Because of mikzas, but he wrote a partial word, hoyil voice mikzas havi teva, since that part is also a letter, umis kayemes b'mokam achar, and it exists in another place as an independent letter, word, so therefore you chayiv, chayiv v'chein halocha, so is the halocha. Mishnah Dalet, hakoysev shtei oisius be'elem echot chayiv. One who writes two letters with one forgetting, that it today is Shabbos, so then he'll be liable. Kosov b'dioi, if he wrote two letters with ink, b'sam, or he wrote it with a color, or with coloring, or b'sikra, or with red ink, b'kumus, this is a kind of earth that that marks black, u'b'kankantum, with kankantum, b'chol davashu reshim, or any item that makes a mark, and the mark remains, and he wrote the two letters on two walls, on one wall and on the other wall. On one wall he writes an aleph, another one writes a beis. But he wrote them in the corner of the walls so that you can read both letters together. Or he wrote them on two letters, two pages of a book. On one page he wrote an aleph, and on the other one he wrote a beis. But he wrote them by the edges of the letter. And the two letters are read together. The two letters chayim. Then he'll be liable. Hakoysev al besorei chayim. One writes with ink or with another coloring agent two letters on his body, on his flesh. Then he would be liable. Hamisaret al besorei. If he scrapes like with a little knife on his body, letters. Rav Lezer mechayev chatas. Rav Lezer says he's liable for a chatas. But Rav Yeshua says that he's exempt. Says the Bar Tanura, one who writes with sam is ur piment blaz. Besikra is min evan, it's a type of a stone, shitzevei odom, that colors red. Bekumus, that's min offer, it's a kind of a sand, vetzivu shachar, the color is black. Pirush achar, another interpretation, it's Sraf Ilon, it's the sap of the tree, Guma Blaz. Pekan Kantum, Zog Ba'arbi, Ublaz, Vidray Ulay. Behold of Ashurashim, and any item that leaves a mark. La Sui, Mayim, this is coming to include water, Shashoru Behem Afotsim, that they soaked in that Afotsim. Galish Blaz, Shehiroshim, that the mark, Shirishum, and Miskayim, and the mark remains. A base coastly Zovius, Achaz Bemizrach, Ba'achaz Bitsofin. One on the east and one on the north, smuches zula zuba miksoya, they're next to each other in the corner. Or ashne luchas pinkos, on the two pages of the pinkos. Sefer shachem v'nikoysu b'cheshbonoysu. The pinkos is a book that the storekeeper writes his accountings. Va'afal gavdalav aluach echadim, although it's not on one board, in nagin v'nikroim zevinze, if they are read, and they're led to be read one or the other. They're written on both edges of these boards, which are next to each other. Then you'll be chayim. Hakoysev al besorei, one who wrote on his body, on his flesh, but you would think. Vamesartil al besorei, or one who scrapes on his body, on his flesh, but barzel with a metal. He makes the shape of letters on his body. So then Rabbi Yeshua Poiter, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you'll be exempt. Even if he let out blood, because that's not the way of writing, and therefore you'll be Potter. Bartanur says, that you'll be Potter. Mishnah, Kosa b'mashkin, if he wrote two letters with a liquid that the marks of the letters become black, but they don't stay for a long time, or be made pedis, or he wrote with juice from other fruits, which the marks cannot stay for a long time, or with the dust, you wrote with your finger the dust, something in the dust which is on the ground, or with the dust that the scribe scrapes off from his quilt, or with any other items that does not remain, so then potter, then you are exempt. Lachar yodei, if he used the feather in his hand and he did it backwards, and he wrote, or beraglo, he had the quill, he had it between the toes of his foot and he wrote, or bifiv, or he had the feather in his mouth and he wrote, bemarpiko, or he held the feather by the with his elbow and he wrote that way, or kosaves achas samuch liksam, if he wrote one letter to what has already been written before, uksav al gabi ksav, or he writ on top of letters that have already been written, or niskav al lichtev ches, he intended to write the letter ches and he wrote kosav shnei zayinim, but he ended up writing two zayins next to each other, Zayin Zayin. Echad ba'aretz ve'echad b'koyre. He wrote one letter on the ground and one on the ceiling. Chosav al shnei kis la'bayis, or he wrote on two walls of the house. One letter on this wall and one letter on the other wall. In other words, not in a corner where they can be read together. Or al shnei dape pin, because he wrote on two separate pages boards of the pinkos separate. One, he wrote one letter on one page and the other one on another page. And these letters are not read together. So in all these cases, he is potter, he's exempt. Kosaf is achas nutrikin. If he wrote one letter with a comma, with a line or apostrophe over it, so that it should mean this one letter should be read, meant as a whole word. For example, he wrote the letter kuf, and he wants the word korban out of it. Rabbi Shulam said, "Mechayiv." Rabbi Shulam said that you'll be liable, and the Chacham Peitel, the Chacham said that you will be exempt. Says the Bar Tanura, if he writes b'mashkin, that's liquid shemashkinim, that make black, may tutim, the water of berries, ukiyetzben, or similar, or b'may peiris, or fruit juice, shall call shar peiris, of all other peiris. Or he uses bavak drachim, he uses the dust of the roads. Kigoyin shesored vetzboy, for example, he makes a mark with his finger. Tzuras oisis, the shape of letters ala choil on the sand. Va'avok shabedrachim, and the dust that's in the roads. Or bavak sofrim, or the dust of the scribes. Afrudish lokeses a sofer, that's the dust of the quill of the sofer when he shaves it off and scrapes it off to make it pointy. Or he writes lachar yodei, the back of his hands. Al gav yodei, the back of his hands. She'ochas akul musbeetz ba'isov. He holds the quill in his fingers. Vafach yodei, turns his hand around. V'chosav in the right. Marpakoi, marpakoi. That's a pedi kamtzoyishin israeli. That's the middle section of the hand. Or oisachas samuch liksav. He wrote one letter next to another writing. It's a suva, the letter that was already been written. Zivig la'achas, he joined one. Vishlima l'shtayim, now he made it into two letters. Kosel ksav agabi ksav, if he passes a kumus, hever kumus, he passes the quill al oisis aksuvas kvar on letters that have already been written, v'chid shum, and he renewed them. Or he wanted to write a ches, and he writes because of shnei zainin. He wrote two zayin, shalinira agag shel ches, because you can't see the roof of the ches, l'shnei araglayim, only the two legs, nira kilim shnei zayinim, so it appears as if they're two zayins. Or he wrote al beis kois labayis, the two walls of the house, she'enam b'miksoy, they're not in a corner, so they're not read together. Or al shnei dape pinkos, on two pages of the pinkos, shasuim amudim amudim, they're made pages, the kosov is achas ba'amud zeh, he writes one letter on this page, va'is achas ba'amud zeh, and one letter on another page, ve'en yachol l'karbon, he cannot make them close, alim ke yachtim machshim hafzik b'neim, unless he cuts what interrupts between them. V'tana, v'reisha, And first he writes, Kosle Abayis HaMeruchokim Zemizem, walls of the house which are distant from one another, that you can't, they're totally far away, so the letters are not together at all. V'hodar Toni Dafi Pinkas, then he writes about the letters of the same Pinkas, V'loizu Avzuk Toni, not only this, but also this, not only when they're so far, like in two different walls of the house, that you cannot, you're not going to be liable, but even on two Pinkas which are close to each other, but since they're not read together, you're going to be potter. What happens if you write Ois Achas Al Shem Mutrikin? He makes a sign of a point on top of that letter, and from that letter you can understand Teva Shlema, entire word, Kuf, like the Kuf for a carbon, or Mem for Meiser, or Tov for Truma. So Rabbi Shuvan says, since everybody understands from that letter Teva Shlema, an entire word, is Kilo Kosov Oisius Shokola Teva, as if he was written the letters of the entire word. Because in the end of the day, he still did not write two letters, and therefore you're not chayiv, and halachic chachamim that you're not chayiv unless you write the two letters, and even though you can make up from one letter the entire word, you're not going to be chayiv. Mishnah Vav, hakosef shtei oisius, of one who writes two letters b'shtei halamis, in two forgettings. That is, he forgot that today is Shabbos, he wrote one letter, then he remembers that today is Shabbos, and then he forget again, and he wrote the second letter next to the first letter. So Achas Shachris Vachas Ben Arboim, where he writes one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Rav Gamliel Mechayr, Rav Gamliel says that you would be liable, but Chacham and Peitim, the Chacham says that you would be exempt. Says the Martinur, B'shtei Halomis, La'achar Shekosav Eis Achas B'shegig, after writing one letter accidentally, Neidalei, he found out, Sha'ovar, that he transgressed, B'chozer Ben Al-Melon. And then he goes again, and he forgets again, B'shogam B'chozer Eis Shni B'tzida. And he goes and he writes the second letter next to it. Or he writes, Achas B'shachris V'achas Bein Harboim. He writes one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Ki V'ondav L'shuz Bein Taim. Kidei Le'eid Le'eda, since there was enough time in order to find out, Havalikishtei Alamis, that's like two forgettings, even though in this case he only forgot once. Rabbi Gamliel Mechayiv, Rabbi Gamliel says, Yechayiv D'Somer and Yediyah L'chatzishir Lachlik, that not knowing does not help a chatzishir to divide it, Shleit Starif Imeh Chatzachar, so that the other one should not be combined with it. Chachamim Poitrim, and the Chachamim say that you're Potter, the Sabri, because they hold Hayidiyah, the knowledge, Shemein Shnei Chatzoy Shir, that is in between the two half shirim, Mechalekes Beineyem, divides between them, Balei Nase Kiilu Hoyu Shnei Chatzoy Shir Behelam Echas. And it's not as if two half shirim were done Behelam Echas, you're going to be Potter. Ba'aloche Kechachomim, Loche like the Chachomim. This completes the 12th chapter in Masechta Shabbos.